And we'll read the Bible passage together.
我们要读的就是在罗马书第十二章第一节到第八节。
It's in Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 to 8.
罗马书第十二章一节到八节。
Romans 12, verse 1 to 8.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度所预言。
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的。
Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
圣经就先读到这里。今天我们的主题就是奉献与侍奉。And
today our theme is consecration and service.
我在这地方曾经交通过诗篇第一篇。And
here we have shared before Psalm 1, chapter 1.
看到一个属神的人是怎样的人。How
a man of God is like.
这个真正是属神的人，是主耶稣基督。
And the man that is truly of God is Lord Jesus.
我们都是要以他作为我们的榜样。
And we all need him as our example.
所以我们是属神的人。
So we are people of God.
我们也交通，在这里交通过诗篇第二篇。
And we also shared on Psalm 2.
是神的王。
That
King of God.
就是讲到主耶稣，他是神所立的基督。 That Lord Jesus, he is the Christ exalted, ordained.
那么这样的话，我们看到我们所信的耶稣基督，就是神在圣经中所预备的这个基督。
So we can see that our Lord Jesus is the prepared Lord.
他是 救主,
he is our Savior.
他也是王,
and he is the King.
也看到将来他要在神国度里头统管一切。
And we'll also see that in the coming future, he will be the ruler of all.
那我们是属神的人，又看到基督是王，我想下步我们就应该把自己奉献了。
So we see that as people of God, when we see our Lord as the King, we need to see what to do next.
offer ourselves.
Or we need to offer ourselves.
我们要来侍奉神了。
And we need to serve God.
因为我们有前面这两部分。
And because we have these two steps before us.
所以我们就很自然的，我们就愿意把自己奉献给神。
So very naturally, we will want to offer ourselves to God.
也很愿意的来侍奉这位神。
And very willingly, we serve God.
所以我们今天借着罗马书这一段圣经。
And so, in the book of Romans,
来交通到奉献跟侍奉的问题。
We will share upon the matter of consecration and service.
罗马书实在是一本很宝贵的书。
And the book of Romans truly is a very precious book.
是一本讲的救恩的书。
It is a book about salvation.
它是先从人的需要开始的。
And it speaks of the man's need of salvation.
它从人需要救恩开始。
And it begins with man's need of salvation.
所以前面从第一章到第八章。
So from chapter 1 to 8.
圣经里头提出来指出人很多方面的罪。
The Bible points out a lot of man's sins.
这个人需要得到拯救。
That man needs salvation.
我们看到神预备耶稣基督做我们的救主。
And so we see God preparing the Lord Jesus as a Christ.
当我们愿意相信耶稣基督。
And when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
这样信的人，神就称他们为义。
And to those who believe, God has called them justified.
那么被称为义的人呢？
And those who are justified,
要成圣。
They are sanctified.
成圣的人就得到荣耀。
And those who are sanctified are glorified.
所以我们看见在第一章到第八章，
So we see that in chapter 1 to 8,
讲到四个方面的事情。
It speaks of four aspects.
定罪，人是被定罪的。
That men are condemned.
第二个讲到要称义。
Second, it talks about justification.
第三个讲到成圣。
Number three, it talks about sanctification.
那么就第四个讲到得荣耀。
Number four, it talks about glorified.
所以这一段的话，已经把神整个的救恩这个计划放在这一段圣经里头了。
And so here it already showed God's plan and salvation.
所以神不是单单救我们不要下地狱。
So God not only don't want us to go to hell.
乃是叫我们能够称义成圣，能够得到荣耀。
That we may be justified, sanctified, and glorified.
我们要感谢神这样的爱我们。
That He loves us this much.
这样的在我们身上有这样美好的旨意。
That He has such a good and perfect will in our life.
然后到圣罗马书的第二大段。
And when it comes to the big section 2 of Romans.
从九章到第十一章。
Chapter 9 to 11.
这地方讲到以色列人他们蒙拯救的事情。
And here it speaks of the Israelites being redeemed.
其实真的是讲的呢，这段圣经呢，中心的意思就讲到救恩的原则。
So here the heart of the message is them obtaining mercy.
And principle of salvation.
Salvation.
就是神怎么在做救恩的时候，他用什么样的原则来这个做的？
What principle God used to salvation?
因为神有恩典。
Because God has grace.
他有拣选的恩典。
He has an elective grace.
他拣选我们是出于他的恩典。
And he chose us, it is according to his grace.
这就是一个原则。
This is a principle.
所以以弗所书也提到。
So the book of Ephesians also mentions.
他说你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。以弗所书第二章第八节。
That you are also saved by grace.
Grace.
Through faith.
不是因着你们自己有什么好行为。
It's not that you have any good deeds.
你能得救都是神的恩典。
You are saved because of God's grace.
所以在这一段里头，第九章到第十一章里头。
So here in the section of chapter 9 to 11.
就讲到神拣选的恩典。
It speaks of God's elected grace.
而且他拣选呢，跟他的恩典呢，是没有后悔。
And God's election and grace are irrevocable.
不是说今天拣选你了，看看你不好了。好了，不要了，把它给放在一边了。
It's not that he chose you and see that you're not good and he puts you aside.
神的拣选跟恩典是没有后悔的。
God has no regret in his election and grace.
他拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
他不管我们怎么样，他总要做工作，使得我们能合乎他的恩典。
No matter what, he will do it according to his will.
所以这一段圣经用以色列作为一个例子。
So here, they use Israelites as examples.
就讲到以色列，他是人呢，这些人呢，暂时被弃绝。
And here speaks of the Israelites temporarily being forsaken.
他不是神就完全弃绝他们。
God has not completely forsaken them.
但是在这段时间里头。
But in this time period.
因为他们的心很刚硬。
Because their hearts are very hardened.
所以神暂时把他们放在一边。
So God has temporarily put them aside.
但是将来以色列人全家都要蒙神的恩典。
But in the future, the entire Israelites will be obtain God's mercy.
所以讲到救恩的原则怎么显明在以色列人身上。
So here it speaks of the principle of salvation manifested amongst the Israelites.
所以从这段你可以看到神是智慧的。
So here you can see God's wisdom.
所以保罗要称赞神的智慧。
And Paul has to praise God's wisdom.
说他的判断何其难测。
That his preparation,
judgment,
his judgment is,
就是在三节哎对，所以我们看到一方面是神的恩典，一方面是神的智慧。
So we see that on one hand it's God's grace and on the other hand it's God's wisdom.
所以你看到好像在救恩的过程中间，好像我们看起来都没有什么希望的了。
So we see that in the salvation there seems to be no hope.
但是最后我们看见神的旨意还是成就了。
But at last we see that God's will is still accomplished.
所以有时候我们会问神你为什么这样，你神为什么这样。
And sometimes we ask God, why is it like this? Why is it like this?
神有智慧。
God has wisdom.
他做的我们有时候我们不太明白。
And sometimes what he does we don't understand.
但是我们相信神都是为了我们的好处。
But we believe that God does all things to our benefit.
所以我们等到再看到十二章到十六章这一大段。
So we see the big section of chapter 12 to 16.
就讲到基督徒的生活跟侍奉了。
It speaks of the Christian life and service.
我们被称义，我们能够成圣。
And we are justified and sanctified.
但是到十二章就说神，保罗说他以神的慈悲劝我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
And so here, Paul, according to the mercies of God, he encourages us to offer up our bodies as living sacrifice.
所以这第三大段就讲到基督徒的生活跟侍奉了。
So here, the third big section speaks of Christian life and service.
前面是讲到教训和真理。
In the beginning, it speaks of discipline and truth.
后面呢就讲到什么实行了。
And in later part it speaks of the action.
Practical.
The practicality.
那么就我们看见这是罗马书，实在是一本非常重要的一本书。
So here we see the Book of Romans is a very important book.
所以难怪有些弟兄说。
And no wonder some brothers say.
他说圣经每一卷你都要读。
That every book in the Bible you need to study.
但是在新约中间，在书信当中，罗马书是每个基督徒都需要读的。
But in the New Testament, every believer have to read Book of Romans.
而且还不是读一次。
Not only study it once.
要读很多次来领会里面的意思。
But you need to read it many times to understand its meaning.
到这一段十二章开始讲到我们的侍奉了。
And in the beginning of chapter 12, it speaks of service.
为什么我们能侍奉呢？
And how can we serve?
因为神称我们为义了。
Because God has counted us justified.
神使我们成圣了。
That we are sanctified.
没有成圣就不能侍奉。
And if there's no sanctification, there's no service.
没有称义呢，就没有成圣。
And if there's no justification, there's no sanctification.
所以呢，侍奉呢，就是因为有称义跟成圣。
And there's service because there's justification and sanctification.
而且被称义的人，成圣的人，就一定要侍奉神的。
And those who are justified and sanctified, they must serve God.
这是基督徒的责任。
And this is the responsibility of Christians.
我们不但领受神的恩典，
Not only do we receive God's grace,
我们还有个责任来活出这个恩典。
But we also have this responsibility to live out this grace.
所以我们就需要来到神面前来侍奉他。
So we need to come before God and serve Him.
称义、成圣跟侍奉都是要用信心的。
And justification, sanctification, and service are all by faith.
因信称义。Justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
然后因信成圣。
And sanctification by faith.
而且呢，因信侍奉。
And sanctification and service.
Service
by faith.
By faith. 所以这三个部分都需要信心的。
So all these three parts need faith.
当然我们知道你称义一定要有信心啊。
So we know that to be justified you need faith.
但是有时候我们就不太知道成圣也是要因信的。
But sometimes we don't really know that sanctification also needs faith.
那侍奉呢也更需要有信心。
And service also need more faith.
侍奉不是在做一点事情。
Service is not just doing things.
也是在信心里头因着信来侍奉。
But service is in faith.
那这三方面有什么不同呢？
So what are the three different aspects?
称义是把我们的心降服神。
Justification is to surrender our heart to God.
你想想我们怎么能够被神称为义呢？
Think about it. How are we to be justified before God?
是从心里头开始的。
It starts from the heart.
信就是心里头的问题。
Faith is a matter of the heart.
就是你的心意，你的心态度转向神了。
It is your heart attitude turned towards God.
所以当你把的心降服给神，你就神就称你为义了。
So it is when you surrender your heart to God that you are justified.
所以有时候我们跟这个福音朋友说啊，你相信耶稣，你要打开你的心门。
So sometimes we tell our gospel friends, you need to believe in God, then you need to open up your heart.
人家就问了，怎么叫打开心门啊？
And so they ask, what does it mean to open up your heart?
这个心门怎么打开呢？
How do you open your heart?
其实意思就是说，你的心呢，要转向神。
It means to open up your, turn your heart toward God.
不是单单嘴里说，那我信了信了，就这样可以了。
It's not just to say, I believe in your mouth.
他能够说心里头有一个完全的转变。
But it is a complete turning of the heart.
所以称义是把我们的心来降服神。
So justification, it is a surrender of your heart to God.
那成圣呢？
Then sanctification,
是将我们的意志降服神。
It is to surrender our will to God.
你想看我们怎么能够成圣呢？
Think about it, how can we be sanctified?
我们就愿意按照神所说的我们来讨他的喜悦。
We are willing to do what is pleasing according to God's will.
可能我们信主以后啊，常常是要照自己的意志，也不愿意来听神的话的。
And perhaps sometimes we serve according to our own will and not to God's will.
你的意志还没有降服神。
And your will is still not surrendered to God.
但是你要成圣呢？
But if you want us to be sanctified.
就是要把自己的意志降服神。
Then you need to surrender your will to God.
摆在我们面前的。
And what is placed before us?
在罗马书所讲的。
And what is spoken in Romans?
你是做罪的奴仆呢，还是做义的奴仆呢？
Are you slave of sin or righteousness?
The servant of sin or servant of righteousness? 你做罪的奴仆，还是要做义的奴仆？
Are you a servant of sin or a servant of righteousness?
这是完全你意志的问题了。
This is your will.
当我们的意志降服神了。
And when our will is surrendered to God.
我愿意做神的奴仆。
I am willing to be a servant of God.
这样的神呢，就是你身上呢，就能够工作，让你渐渐的一步一步能够成圣。
Then this way God can step by step sanctify you.
那到这个侍奉呢？
Then when it comes to service,
侍奉是把我们的身体降服神。
Service is to surrender our body to God.
这就是说把身体献上。
It is offering our bodies to God.
所以侍奉是把身体降服神了。
So service is to surrender our body to God.
这个身体呢，并不是单单指我们的手脚外面的身体。
The body does not only speaks of our hand and our feet or physical.
这身体呢，是指到我们整个的人。
The body speaks of our entire.
包括我们的心，包括我们的意志，包括我们生活的各个方面。
It includes our heart, our will, our whole aspect of life.
而把我们的整个的人来降服神。
That our entire person is surrendered to God.
所以这就是罗马书所说的奉献。
Then this is the living sacrifice spoken in Romans.
所以不是说你拿出一点钱来奉献。
It's not that you take some money out to serve.
乃是把你整个人都来献给神。
It is your whole person offered to God.
这样当然包括你的一切了。
And this includes your all.
包括你的时间，包括你的金钱，包括你的才能，全部都来给神。
And it includes your time, your money, your wealth, your all to God.
所以罗马书开始，接下来就讲到奉献的基本条件。
And Next, the Romans talk about the basic condition of service.
它分两个方面。
It's split into two sections.
一个是外面的基本条件。
One is the outward.
是把身体献上。
You offer your body.
这是一个具体的行动。
This is a substantial action.
这是一个具体的行动。
This is a substantial action.
不是单单说的。
It's not just saying it.
真的是把自己献给神了。
But you truly offer yourself to God.
这从外面。
It is from the outward.
还从里面呢。
Then from the inward.
在第二节说。
In verse 2 it says.
要心意更新。
Then you need to renew your mind.
这个心意不断的更新。
You continually renew your mind.
这是一个连续的过程。
It's a continual process.
这不是一下子就能够完成的。
It's not an immediate thing that can be done.
可能需要我们一生的年龄中间都是不断的心意来更新。
Perhaps it will take our entire life to continue renewing our mind.
所以罗马书一开始十二章就讲到，一个你要把身体献上。
So in the from the start of chapter 12, it says we need to offer up our.
而且你里面要心意来更新。
But we need to renew our mind.
他说把身体献上当作活祭。
We need to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
这活祭的意思呢，就是因为我们里面有神的新的生命。
And this living sacrifice speaks of the new life in us.
还有呢，有圣灵住在我们的里头。
And we also have the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
虽然我们把这个当作一个祭物献上。
So we offer this as a living sacrifice.
好像在旧约的时候，把一个牛羊放在祭坛上面。
Just like the Old Testament when they offered up the calves and the sheep.
但在新约的时候，你是有新的生命在里头。
But in the New Testament, you have a new life in you.
在新约的圣徒里头呢，有圣灵内住的里头。
And in this new life, you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个活的 living 这个祭。
And this is a living sacrifice.
我们就因着我们有这样情形，我们神的爱激励我们。
And according to this condition, we have God's love to encourage us.
我们愿意为神而活。
And we are willing to live for God.
我们虽然是每天好像都是一个活着的。
And every day we are living.
但是我们是一个祭物。
But we are a living sacrifice.
已经放在祭坛上面的。
That we have put on the altar.
为什么要把自己这身体献上呢？
And why do you have to offer up your body?
因为神很尊重我们。
Because God honors us.
如果你说我不肯把自己献上。
And if you say I don't want to offer myself.
神你不要管我。
God don't care about me.
我愿意怎么样就怎么样。
I do whatever I want to.
那神也就很尊重我们。
And God will respect that.
他就没有办法在我们身上做工的。
Then he cannot work in you.
但是当我们把自己献上，
But when you offer yourself up,
把我们的主权交给神，
when you give your authority to God,
那神呢就可以在我们身上来做工了。
Then God can work in your life.
所以奉献是很重要的。
So consecration is very
important. 如果你希望神在你身上有做工，
and if you want God to have work in your life,
你就要把自己来献上。
then you need to offer yourself up.
说神啊，我把自己献上。
You say to God, God, I offer myself up.
我请你在我身上来做工。
I invite you to come and work in my life.
除去我一些你所不要的东西。
And take away all the things you don't, that are not pleasing to you.
让基督的荣美美丽能够从我里面能够显现出来。
But the beauty of Christ made me manifested in me.
啊，所以这样神就可以来做工了。
And this way, God can work in us.
那么在第二节就提到了。
So in verse 2 it mentions,
就是我们呢不要效法这个世界。
That we do not conform to this world.
下面呢就是我们要心意更新而变化。
That we need to renew our mind.
然后变化。
And be transformed.
一个讲到不要效法。
One speaks of do not conform.
第二个呢讲到要变化。
And the second speaks of transform.
这个负面这一面的话是你不要效法这个世界。
On the negative side, it says, do not conform to this world.
但是正面呢积极的方面呢是你要变化。
But on the positive side, it says, you need to conform.
这两个方面全方两个方面合起来。
And these two aspects come together.
你单单说我就不效法这个世界了。
If you only say, I don't conform to this world.
这个世界的事情我都知道是不好的，我就不去效法了。
And I know all the things of the world are not good, so I will not conform.
可是你里面没有变化。
But if there is no transformation in you,
恐怕你也很难做到不效法这个世界。
Then it's very hard for you to not conform to the world.
所以这里神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
So here, God's word clearly tells us.
我们不仅仅是不效法这个世界。
That not only do we not conform to the world,
我们也不是一个改良 reform 的这样一个人。
But we are not only reformed.
Reform 就是意思就是哪个地方不好了，我修理修理，我把它弄一弄，那就变好一点了。
Reform means if there's something not okay, I'll fix it and then it'll be okay.
我们也不是 reform.
But we are not reformed.
我们乃是Transform.
We are transformed.
这就是神要我们所做的。
This is what God wants us to do.
他说这样你才能分辨什么是神的旨意了。
This way you will be able to discern what is the good and acceptable perfect will of God.
这样的话就是我们奉献的目的了。
And this is the purpose of our consecration.
所以我们的目的你看在这圣经讲的最后呢是跟神的旨意是有关系的。
So here you can see that it has to do with God's will.
所以我们都想我们都愿意来遵循神的旨意。
And we all want to do according to God's will.
但是你怎么样能够知道什么是神的旨意呢？
But how do you know what is God's will?
你里头就如果没有变化。
But if there is no transformation in your heart.
那你就还是你不知道的。
Then you still don't know.
这 transform 是非常有趣的。
And this transformation is very cool.
而且是非常重要的。
It's very important.
好像这个不知道这个毛毛虫啊，本来是毛毛虫啊。
And just like a caterpillar.
后来变化以后就变成一个蝴蝶了。
And it has been transformed into a butterfly.
毛毛虫是看起来是不太愿意看它的。
Caterpillars, you're not very willing to look at it.
但是变成蝴蝶呢，那是非常好看的。
But when it turns into a butterfly, it's very beautiful.
你看我们基督徒啊，可能没有得救以前呢，都是像毛毛虫一样的。
And we Christians, before we are saved, were like the caterpillars.
但是如果神在我们里面工作，来变化我们。
But if God is working in us and transforming us,
那我们就能够变成一个美丽的蝴蝶了。
Then we can become a beautiful butterfly.
所以基督徒信主以后，第一件重要的事情就是奉献。
So, Christians, the very first thing is a very important thing is consecration.
当我刚刚信主不太久的时候
，and when I shortly after I believed in the Lord,
有一次，听到有一些这个青年弟兄姊妹从他们从边疆回来，从西北回来。
I heard some young brothers and sisters came back from 边疆。
他就讲到他在那边怎么来传福音，怎么来服侍神。
And, And they spoke of how they preached the gospel over there.
条件非常难。
And the conditions are very hard.
生活条件很差很差。
And the life conditions are very poor.
但是他们因着把自己奉献，能够在那边呢为神在做工作。
But they were willing to offer themselves up and let God work there.
我听了以后非常炫目。
And when I heard it, I was very inspired.
那个时候我大学还没毕业。
That time I didn't graduate from university yet.
我说我毕业以后我要像他们一样的到那边去传道去。
And I said, once I graduate, I will be like them and go there to preach.
我把自己奉献给神。
And I offered myself to God.
其实那个时候我对罗马书所说的奉献我还不太明白。
And at that time, I wasn't very familiar with what Romans talked about.
因为奉献就是出来传道。
Because consecration, it is to come out and preach the gospel.
其实不是的。
But it is not.
当你把自己作为活祭来献上的时候。
But when you become the living sacrifice.
你是无论你是出来传道，或者你在做工作，或者你的家庭里头，都是奉献。
Whether you go out to preach the gospel in your work or in your family, it is all service.
就是你愿意为神而活着。
It is you're willing to live for God.
但是那个时候这些真理啊，可能讲的人不是很多。
But at that time, there's not many speakers of this truth.
所以一讲到奉献，就是要出来传道。
So when they speak of consecration,It is to come out to preach the gospel.
但至少那个时候我有这样的心了。
But at that time, at least I have this heart.
虽然以后从来没有叫我出来传道的。
But later on, they didn't tell me to go preach the gospel.
但是我至少把自己献给神了。
But at least I offered myself to God.
我愿意听神的话。
I am willing to obey God.
神怎么用我，我就愿意给神用。
However God wants to use me, I am willing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信了主以后，我们要知道我们不再属自己的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that once we believe in the Lord, we no longer belong to ourselves.
我们是属神的人。
We are people of God.
我们是神的人。
We are God's people.
我们需要把自己放上。
We need to offer ourselves up.
然后神可以在我们身上来做工作。
Then God can work in our heart.
那我们讲到什么是神的旨意呢？
Then what is God's will?
这个地方这个神的旨意是一个单数一个旨意。
Here, there is only one will.
不是有很多很多旨意。
It's not many will.
这个旨意就是神要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
It is God's will to prepare a body for his son.
这个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以你要把身体献上。
So you need to offer up your body.
这个地方的第十二章的第一节的身体。
And here in chapter 12, verse 1, it says body.
是指的我们的身体。
It speaks of our body.
所以有很多很多的身体。
So there are many bodies.
有 bodies. 但是十二章第五节那个身体呢。
But in verse 5, the body.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一生。
That we being many are one body in Christ.
这个是一个身子。
This is one body.
许多的身体。
There are many bodies.
最后是一个身体。
And at last, there's one body.
为什么能够这样呢？
And how can it be like this?
这是奉献的结果。
This is the result of consecration.
奉献的结果就使得我们这些很多的身体成为一个身体了。
And the result of consecration is that many bodies become one body.
当我们把自己都献上的时候，
And when we offer ourselves to God,
我们就能够看到基督这一个身体了。
Then we can see the body of Christ as one.
你想想看，
Think about it.
如果我们每个人都有自己的意志，都有自己的这个生活的目标，不肯交给神。
If all of us have our own will and our own goals and we're not willing to give it to God,
那你就看不见神的旨意的。
Then you cannot see the will of God.
你也看不见这一个身体的。
Then you cannot see this one body.
但是如果我们每一个信主的人，
But if every believer,
我们都把自己的身体献上当作活祭，
Offer ourselves up as living sacrifice,
我们就能看见神的旨意。
then we can see the will of God.
我们就看见这一个基督的身体了。
Then we can see this one body of Christ.
啊，所以这个是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
那么下面呢，从第三节开始就讲到身体的侍奉了。
And here in verse 3 onwards, it speaks of the service.
啊，身体的侍奉。
The service of body.
啊，身体的侍奉了。啊，是为了要叫神的旨意呢能够得到成就。
That the will of God may be accomplished.
所以这基督的身体呢就需要逐渐的长大成熟。
That the body of Christ may grow and mature.
哎，就到我们来到身体头一同侍奉的时候，特别提到我们要先对自己有个合适的评价。
That when we are serving in the body and serving one another, we need to think soberly.
就看看我们自己怎么样。
We need to look at ourselves.
看看自己怎么样，要看自己合乎中道。
We need to not to think highly of ourselves.
不要看得太过高。
Not to think highly of ourselves.
也不要看得太过低。
Or to look too low on ourselves.
看到恰如其分。
But we need to
真正好
We need to see as we ought to think
就是真好
That's really good
就是你是什么样就看到怎么样
And we see how you are
本来你是就能够做这么多工作你不要想我能够再做多点工作
And if you can only do this much don't think that you can do more
也不要说我可以做这么多工作我就也不做
Or you can do this much, but you don't want to do it.
不要太过高。
Don't think too highly.
也不要自卑。
But don't think too lowly.
这个在教会里头，每个肢体啊，都要看自己看得合乎中道。
But every member in the body needs to see themselves as they are.
那有的时候，有些弟兄姊妹，你请他来做点事情，那他说我不行，不行，不行。
And sometimes when you invite some brothers and sisters to serve, and they say, no, I can't, I can't.
我们明明知道他可以做的。
We know that they can.
但是我不行，不行。
But they say, I can't, I can't.
他就是过分的自卑。
So they are overly humble.
太过低了，这还不是真的 humble.
But it's overly too low, that's not humble.
humble 就是看得真好，就是 humble.
Humble is to see things as they are.
那么有些呢他就要做这样的工作。
And some people they want to do this service.
但弟兄姊妹觉得你不太合适啊。
But some brothers and sisters think you are not suitable.
那么这就是把自己看得高了一些了。
But this is look at yourself too highly.
所以圣经告诉我们要看到正好恰如其分。
So the Bible tells us to think of ourselves as we ought.
那么也讲到。在身体里头来侍奉。
So we also speak of the service of the body.
我们在身体里头侍奉，就是在也是就在侍奉主了。
And when we are serving in the body, we are also serving the Lord.
他说，我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
And so being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
所以我们侍奉不是一个人侍奉。
So it is not just one person serving.
我们是互相联络做肢体，我们配搭来侍奉的。
It is serving one another together.
因为我们有这一说，我们恩赐啊，所得的恩赐各有不同。
And here it says that every one of us receives different gifts.
为什么神要赐给这个身体有各样的恩赐呢？
And why does God want to give different gifts in the body?
是要叫我们能够未来要造就这个身体。
That we may build up the body.
这身体需要一点点这个得到长大的。
That this body needs to grow up.
所以需要有不同的恩赐，叫身体能够长大。
That it needs different gifts that it may grow up.
所以我们对恩赐呢，我们有应该有比较正确的认识。
So we need to have a better understanding of gifts.
应该认识到每个人都有恩赐的。
We need to know that everyone has a gift.
只要你是信主有重生得救的有生命的人。
As long as you're a believer.
Born again.
Born again.
你有主的生命了。
And you have the life of God. the Lord,
一定是有恩赐的,
then you will have a gift.
每一个人都有恩赐,
everyone will have a gift.
所以你下次说, 我没有恩赐, 那你不能说这个话的,
then next time you cannot say, I don't have any gift.
那第二个呢, 没有一个人具备所有的恩赐,
and number two, no one person has all the gifts.
你说我所有的恩赐我全有,
You cannot say, I have all the gifts.
没有一个人有这样的。
There is no such person.
保罗也不敢这么讲的。
Even Paul dare not to say this.
第三个呢,
Number three,
每个恩赐都是有用的。
Every gift is usable, has its function.
都有它的功用的。
Every gift has its function.
眼睛有眼睛的功用。
The eye has its function.
手有手的功用。
And the hands have their functions.
就是你身体里头啊, 觉得最没有用的, 那叫什么, 盲肠啊, 盲肠。
There's an appendix? Your appendix. So it seems to be the least useful function.
医生说也是有用的。
But the doctor said it has its function.
我们只看到这个, 一个眼睛要是看不见了, 好了, 这个就是非常大的一个损失了。
And if we know that one of your eye cannot see, then it's a big loss.
但是我们身上的每一个肢体都是有用的。
But every member in the body has its function.
所以这个是我们要对恩赐有这样的认识。
And so we need to have this understanding of gifts.
每个人都有不同的恩赐。
Everyone has a different gift.
没有一个人有所有的恩赐。
Not one person has all the gifts.
每个恩赐都是有它的用的。
And every gift has its function.
如果你这样有这样的认识的话,
And if you have this understanding,
你就不会说, 我没有恩赐。
Then you will not say, I don't have any gift.
也不会太高, 我有所有的恩赐。
And you will not be too high of yourself and say, I have all the gifts.
所以在保罗就讲到有七种在这个地方讲到身体的恩赐有七样。
So here, Paul speaks of seven different gifts.
这七样都是为了身体的能够得到建立。
And all these seven different gifts, it is for the building up of the body.
那么有讲到第一种是预言。
The first one is prophesying.
预言就讲到传讲主的话，主的心意。
Prophecy is to speak God's will.
不是讲到将来会发生什么事情。
It is not to speak of what will happen in the future.
那么还有一种执事。
And there's ministry.
这讲到教会工作的管理。
It speaks of taking care of the things of the church.
还有第三个呢, 教导。
And number three is teaching.
就是把真理能够解释得清楚。
To be able to explain the truth clearly.
那么底下还有劝化。
And there's exhortation.
劝化是针对个别的人, 他的个别的情况来给一些帮助。
That they are able to encourage people in different situations.
那下面还有施舍。
And there's
giving. 这就是说物质上的帮助。
There's helping in the material.
还有呢, 治理的。
And there are those who lead.
就是在教会里头, 安排带领的人,
and those who are the leaders in the church.
还有怜悯的,
and there's those who show mercy.
对身体当中的, 有一些有病的, 或者一些穷苦的, 有一些有难处的, 怎么样能够帮助他们, 安慰他们。
And they are able to encourage those who are in who are down or sick or in poverty.
这个好像怜悯人也算恩赐呢。
And how can being merciful be a gift?
我想我们做过一些怜悯人工作的人啊, 就知道这个不是你的口才能够来做得好的。
And those of us who are merciful, we know that it is not just by the things you say.
有的人就做得非常好。
Some people do it very well.
去看望人的话, 就是能够得到很大的帮助。
And when they go visit people, they encourage them greatly.
可能有些人去的话, 不但不能帮助他, 而且还使他更加重担上面再加上重担了。
But other people may visit other people and not only not encourage them, but give them more burden.
有时候去看这个病, 看, 弟兄姊妹有病了。
And sometimes when you go visit those who are sick,
姊妹啊, 你犯了罪了, 所以你才有病。
As a sister, you sin, that's why you are sick.
你像这样的 怜悯人能够得到怜悯吗？
And think about it. Can those people receive mercy then?
所以怜悯也是一种恩赐啊。
So being merciful is a gift as well.
不同的人。
Everyone is different.
不同的情况。
And every different.
你不能用一个公式来对应付所有的情形。
You cannot use one tool to take care of all of them.
所以需要有这个恩赐的。
So you need to have mercy.
所以你不要单单看重说预言的恩赐。
So don't look lightly upon the gifts.
也要看到怜悯人治理的这些 giving 施舍的都是很重要很重要。
So all those all the gifts are very important.
那么你说了，我怎么知道我有恩赐呢？
Then you ask, how do I know if I what gifts I have?
我倒是我知道啊，神一定会给我恩赐的。
I know God will give me gifts.
但是我怎么知道我有什么恩赐呢？
But how do I know what gifts I have?
这是两个方面。
And there are two aspects.
一个是生命的问题。
One is a matter of life.
恩赐怎么能显明呢？
How can gifts be manifested?
也是你的生命，属灵的生命，一天天长大以后，恩赐呢，就渐渐地显明出来了。
As your spiritual life grows, then your gifts will be manifested.
比如像刚生下来的婴孩。
Just like a newborn baby.
刚生下来他的有眼睛，他的眼睛却不能看的。
They are born with eyes, but their eyes cannot see.
然后大一点呢，能看见这个人的影子了。
And as they grow a bit bigger, they can start to see image of.
那慢慢的他能看清楚一个人呢，是他爸爸还是他妈妈了。
And gradually they are able to see clearly whether the person is their mom or dad.
他生下就有眼睛。
So it was born with eyes.
但是他眼睛要显明的有功用呢，是一步一步来的。
But the function of his eyes will be more evident as it grows.
你生下来婴孩他也有手。
And when the baby is born, it has hands.
但是他能够拿什么东西啊？
Well, what can it hold?
重点东西他不能拿了。
It cannot hold heavy things.
但现在你长得这么大，像泰特这么大，你叫他拿多重东西，他都可以拿得起来了。
But when it grows up big like Titus, it can hold anything.
恩赐是一点点显明的。
And the gifts is manifested a bit more.
随着你的生命的长大，你的属灵的恩赐就显明出来了。
So as your spiritual life grows, the manifestation of the gift will.Show as well.
那么另一方面呢，还操练。
It needs to be exercised.
你要去学。
You need to go and learn.
虽然神给你这样恩赐的。
Although God has given you the gift.
但是你恩赐需要一步一步去操练。
But you need to exercise the gift.
比如今天请你翻译。
For example, I'm translating.
我不能说一下子我们就请这个美律来翻译。
We cannot say, oh, we'll get Maria to translate right away.
你的事先做点准备，你好好学一学。
You need to take your time and learn it well.
那我写个提纲给他。
And so I write an outline for her.
慢慢他就知道哦，怎么翻译了。
And so gradually she'll learn how to translate.
等过段时间呢，我就不需要写提纲给他了。
So after a while, then I will no longer need to write an outline.
他就可以在任何情况下都可以起来翻译了。
Then she can be able to translate under any condition.
操练。
Exercising.
而且操练可能是从小的事情开始。
And exercising starting from the small things.
你的小的事情当中中心。
And if you are faithful in the small things,
你的功用，你的恩赐就渐渐地显明出来了。
Then your gifts and your grace will manifest.
所以你不要看清在门口招待的，好像是不需要恩赐的。
Don't look lightly upon ushering at the door.
这也需要有点恩赐，也得操练的。
This also needs training.
小事上忠心。
Be faithful in the small things.
将来神才可以把大事托你来管理啊。
Then God can give you bigger things to take care of.
所以教会里头，我们应该从小事情开始做起。
So in the church, we need to begin with small things.
那摆个凳子啊。
Putting up chairs.
或者是看到一些需要关心的弟兄姊妹啊。
Or taking care of brothers and sisters.
你一步一步的在这里的小事上忠心的话。慢慢的，你的恩赐就显明出来了。
And if you are faithful step by step in these small things, then your gift will gradually manifest.
那么你不能说一下子我就要做一个很大的事情。
And you cannot say right away I want to do big things.
你需要从 一点一点来开始。
You need to begin with small things that
或者呢，教会的弟兄姊妹会安排你在主的学里头教几个小孩子。
And maybe the church will get you to lead the Sunday school.
就可能你这一组可能就是五个人。
And maybe your class only has 5 students.
但是如果你有这样的责任呢，你也得好好去预备去啊。
But if you have this responsibility, you need to go and prepare well.
啊，你不能说这五个人，哎呀，马马虎虎就可以了。
You cannot say, oh, it's just these 5 kids, it's okay.
等到有100个人的时候，我才好好来预备。
But and I'll wait until there's 100 people, then I'll prepare.
你五个人多服侍不好啊，100个人你也不会服侍好的。
If you cannot even serve these 5 kids well, you cannot serve 100 people.
所以这些都是在小事上要操练。
So all these things need to be trained in the small things.
慢慢的，你的恩赐就显明出来了。
Then gradually your gifts will be manifested.
或者你看见有一些弟兄姊妹需要你去关心他。
Or if you see some brothers and sisters that need your caring.
神给你有点负担。
And God has given you some burden.
你慢慢的就从这一个人，你的关心这一个人上，渐渐的你就能多关心几个人的。
And beginning with this one person, you take care of them, then gradually you'll be able to take care of more people.
啊，你的功，那个恩赐就显明出来了。
Then your gift will manifest.
所以我们要做一个活动的肢体。
So we need to be a living sacrifice.
我们的 member 就是一个 living 的啊，不是一个瘫痪的。
We are living members.
不是一个 paralyzed.
We're not paralyzed.
啊，不是说大家都在动，我这个手呢也不动，我就等着。
It's not that everyone moves and I won't move my arm.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹，我们都把自己身体献上，当作活祭。
So brothers and sisters, let every one of us offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
而且也按照神给我们的恩赐，在整个身体里头来尽到我们的功用。
That the gift that God has given us, may it edify the body.
那我慢慢就看见这个身体的渐渐的长大成熟了。
Then we will gradually see the body grow and mature.
这是神所要的。
This is the will of God.
我们愿意来按照神所要的，我们在教会中间来侍奉。
Then we will let us serve according to the will of God.
我们今天就交通到这里。
And we'll finish here.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
我们的主，感谢你，你这样大的恩典临到我们。
Lord, we thank you that your great grace has come upon us.
你拯救了我们。
You have saved us.
称我们为义。
And you called us, you justified us.
也是让我们成圣。
That we are sanctified.
我们也感谢主，你让我们来侍奉你。
And thank Lord that we also serve you.
侍奉你这位创造天地、救赎我们的神。
That we serve you, the creator of the earth.
我们真是不配。
And we are not worthy.
但是感谢你。
But thank you.
你把我们每个人都放在你的身体里头。
That you have put us, every one of us, into your body.
让我们互相的联络做肢体。
That every one of us may be your body.
求主，你常常在我们里头来工作。
Lord, may you constantly work in us.
让我们能够更新而变化。
That we may be renewed and transformed.
能够分辨你的旨意。
That we can discern your will.
让你的旨意能够成就在教会当中。
That your will may be accomplished in your church.
就是盼望有更多的弟兄姊妹被你所使用。
And we pray that more brothers and sisters will be used by you.
更多的弟兄姊妹，他们的恩赐能够显明出来。
And more of their gifts will be manifested.
求你施恩帮助我们。
We pray that by your grace you will help us.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.